Sir, Dr. Ronnie dictating a consultation on Donna DONNA, Middle East J. Last name is Ray, REA. Date of birth is December 4, 1944. Date of consultation is March 9, 2022. History of present illness. Patient is a 78-year-old white female with a history of reflux and history of unilateral nephrectomy, who's here for a follow-up period. The last time her creatinine was mildly elevated, and therefore I discontinued any proton pump inhibitors and also decided to decrease the frequency of her Pepcid, and now she is taking the Pepcid only on a PRN basis, and over the last 6 weeks she had taken the Pepcid just once for the reflux period. She had an upper endoscopy on August 24, 2021, and she had a benign fundic gland polyp, and a colonoscopy showed the diverticulosis, and an approximately 8 to 10 millimeter size polyp. But no evidence of any dysplasia or malignancy, period. Paragraph. Review of the blood test done on February 9, 2022 revealed a normal CBC, and the creatinine had improved from 1.42, and on January 4, 2022 it was 1.62, and thereby there was a slight increase in the GFR from 30 to 35 period. She is being followed by nephrologist. Paragraph, her LFTs are normal. Paragraph, the following labs are normal as well. Dash IE, CEA, comma alpha fetal protein, comma CA19-9, comma amylase, comma lipase. Period. Paragraph, her urine analysis was unremarkable on February 9, 2022, period. She presently has no upper or lower GI complaints, without any nausea, comma vomiting, comma diarrhea, comma constipation or altered bowel habits, period. Impression number one, mild prominence of the intrahepatic ducts and the common bile duct on MRCP, and vague dyspeptic symptoms. Next point, gastroesophageal reflux disease, dash on Pepcid, 20 milligrams PRN. Next point, history of chronic kidney disease. Next point, personal history of colon polyps. Next point, history of atypical chest pain. Next point, history of hyperthyroidism. Next point, a small hiatal hernia. Next point, no evidence of choroidocolitasis. Next point, no pancreatic lesions seen on MRCP. Next point, history of elevated amylase, and follow-up test results have been normal. recommendations. Number one, continue Pepcid, the PRN. Next point, monitor the creatinine levels. Next point, an MRCP is being ordered. There's findings discussed with the radiologist. Next point, unless otherwise indicated, follow-up appointment in about 6 weeks' time, and we'll review the results of the MRCP period. End of dictation. Thanks.